Now our regular sports report, compiled by Andrew Colomossi. Welcome back to our regular look at the sporting scene in and around Todmorden. And we start with news of the fundraising campaign we featured last time that has been raising money for the homeless. A 28-strong team of outdoor swimmers have been taking on ice, snow and rain to complete a month of daily dips here in the Pennines and in West Yorkshire, Cumbria, Lancashire and the Yorkshire Dales. Shunning wetsuits in favour of standard swimwear, they braved frozen tarns, icy waterfalls and freezing lakes, and in the process have raised over £45,000 for the homelessness charity Crisis, more than four times their initial target. Sonia Moorhead, who lives in Todmorden and formed the group 3 years ago with Jemima Latimer, also from Todd, says numbers have increased this year because of lockdown, and the group contains people from all walks of life. Says Sonia, "We've got GPs, social workers, painters and decorators, and people running companies. The extra time they've put in for this has been unreal." Part of the driving force for me was seeing homelessness in a very visible way as rough sleeping, but also having personal connections with people who have experienced hidden homelessness and struggled for many years. Sonia and her team have been part of an inspiring campaign, and we offer heartfelt congratulations to everyone who took part. Now, news, inevitable perhaps, that Todmorden's weekly 5 kilometre park run, which should take place in Centre Vale Park every Saturday, has been cancelled for the foreseeable future, another victim of lockdown. The run, walk or jog, which usually starts at 9 a.m, has been organised by volunteers and is open to people from all age groups. The course is 5,000 metres, accurately measured with a professional measuring wheel, no less, and is run on a mixture of tarmac and trail paths. The park run, which is held at venues all over the country, started at Centre Vale in March 2019, when 197 people took part. Since then, runners between the ages of 10 and 77 have participated regularly. Let's hope they are back in business soon. Sadly, also on hold for the time being are the weekly walking football sessions, which have been taking place at Todmorden Leisure Centre. The sessions, organised by Burnley Football Club's charity group, Football in the Community, consist of exercise workouts, short ball drills, rule talk-ins and small-sided matches. Described as the beautiful game, only slower, the aim of the sessions is to improve fitness, give a cardiovascular workout, and a chance to meet new people. The Claret's Football in the Community team also run two walking football sessions on Monday morning and Friday afternoon at the Elite Training Centre at Burnley Football Club, and all being well, these will also resume when the lockdown ends. So that's something for people to look forward to. However, we are advised that even though a rule of walk, don't run applies, referees have to keep a close eye on one or two of the tackles flying in, and from both sexes. And speaking of the Clarets, good luck to Sean Dyche's men during the final stages of their Premier League campaign, particularly after that 1-0 win at Liverpool a couple of weeks ago. A great result. And finally, some much-needed good news in the shape of confirmation that the government have announced that river and sea fishing will, after all, be allowed during lockdown. Various conditions apply, and above all, anglers must stay local. But as long as they follow the guidelines set down after talks between the angling authorities and the government, our local anglers are free to go back to the river or canal bank once again.